This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Over a million Palestinians crammed into the southern Gaza city of Rafah are bracing for a further assault as Israel orders them to move even further south towards the Egyptian border during its war with Hamas. The dire humanitarian situation has sparked Arab and UN concerns that Palestinians may eventually be driven over the border. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Israel has ordered Palestinian residents to move ever further south over the course of the war. But now there's nowhere obvious to go, prompting the UN to warn Israel against the mass displacement of Palestinians from Gaza.
We would not support in any way forced displacement, which goes against international law.
Israel said UN talk of forced displacement was libelous. Government spokesperson Alon Levy.
In telling Israel not to attack because civilians will be hurt, but then resisting efforts to get civilians out of harm's way, they have rendered themselves complicit with Hamas's human shield strategy.
More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are sheltering in Rafah. Aid agencies have warned large numbers of civilians could die, and that there's nowhere safe for people to go.
That's Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reporting. The U.S. Senate has passed a $95.3 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan early Tuesday, after almost a week of debate and growing political divisions in the Republican Party. More than a dozen Republicans joined with nearly all Democrats in the chamber to pass the package. The measure now goes to the U.S. House of Representatives, where Republicans have tied the bill to U.S. immigration reform. And House Speaker Mike Johnson is suggesting he may not even let the Senate bill be considered for a vote. Following the Senate vote, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called on leaders in the House to do the right thing.
The killing was the first.
Unfortunately, we've had some technical difficulties with that story. I apologize. This is VOA News.